Happy New Year to everyone as we begin the church's new year. We didn't have any balls dropping in New York City last night, but in my opinion, this is a bigger deal than January 1st. But as we begin the new year and we start off Advent, a time of preparation for the coming of Christ, I want to focus on the basic foundation, the most important element of what it means to be a Christian, which is Jesus Christ. In our second reading, St. Paul says that in Jesus Christ, in Christ Jesus, we're enriched in every way, not lacking in any spiritual gift. That's a pretty all-encompassing statement, that in Christ Jesus we're enriched in every way. So I think a good question for us to ask is, how are we enriched by Jesus Christ? How is our life incomparably better because we're Christians and we have Jesus Christ in our life than it would be without him? What is so amazing about being a Christian? And many people, especially if they only know Christianity on a superficial level, they probably don't know an answer to that question. Many Christians probably even have trouble answering that question. What is it about Christ that enriches our lives? Many people, when they look at Christianity, they view it as a burden and just a set of moral laws that you have to abide by. Don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, rather than seeing it as something that elevates their lives. So that's the question. How are we enriched by Jesus Christ? First answer I'd give, without Jesus Christ, we would carry the guilt and the weight of every sin that we've ever committed in our lives. Every act of defiance against our parents, every act of lust where we used another person for our own pleasure, degrading them and degrading ourselves, every act of anger towards others, or every word or thought of anger directed towards them, and every lie that we've ever told, every time we've betrayed a friend, every sin that we've ever committed in our entire lives, we would carry the weight of. How could we ever look at ourselves in the mirror and not be ashamed of who we are? And what could we ever do to cancel out even a single sin and to free ourselves from that guilt? We can't. And that's one of the reasons why Jesus Christ came into human history as a man, was that he could offer a sacrifice which would be great enough to atone for the price of that sin. And we can't do acts of pure love in this world the way Christ can. Only he could do an act of pure love which would atone for the sins that we've committed. And so by the sacrifice that he offered on Calvary, he takes away the weight of our sin and guilt, and he restores our inner integrity so that one day we can stand before the face of God and look at him face to face with a pure conscience and not turn and flee from him because of our sin and because of our guilt. And he makes it possible for us to look in the mirror and look at ourselves and see goodness in the sense that we've been restored to grace and purified of our sin, rather than being weighed down by our own guilt. So the first thing is the inner integrity that Christ gives to us, that we would not find and would not have without him. Second thing is that reconciliation brings inner peace to our lives. There's no peace without Jesus Christ. There's no peace between us and God unless that sin is atoned for. But that brings inner peace. It brings peace to our relationship with God. It brings peace to our relationship with ourselves, because we no longer have to be at war with ourselves or have self-hatred because of what we've done. We can be reconciled to ourselves. And the charity and the moral teachings that Christ gives us help to order our relationships with others as well, so that we can be in right relationship with others. So a relationship with Jesus Christ brings inner peace with ourselves, it brings peace to our relationship with others, and it brings peace between us and God. Without Christ, there's constant tension and discord within all those relationships. Third reason, Jesus Christ gives a purpose to our lives. And if we were just the product of random chance, you know, or the product of atheistic evolution, and we just came to be by chance, and we'll die by chance, what that means is our life has no higher purpose. And that's only going to lead us to despair. But with Jesus Christ, we know that there is a purpose for which we were created. We are here for a reason. God created us willfully, and he has a purpose for our lives, which is higher than ourselves. You know, with Jesus Christ, we serve a greater purpose. You know, there's a plan of love and of goodness which is greater than ourselves. And only in finding Jesus Christ do we find a higher purpose beyond ourselves. And only in Christ can we go beyond the despair of thinking that we're here just by random chance with no greater purpose. Fourth reason, the promise of eternal life. If our existence ends with death, then why bother? You know, everything that we do in this world will end. Every relationship that we have will end. And time's going to pass quickly. And once it's gone, everything we've done would be meaningless. But with eternity, you know, deep down, we know that we were created for eternity. You know, the fact that we would cease to exist upon death is not a pleasant thought. You know, but with Christ, we know that there is eternity, and that what we do in this world resonates in eternity, and so it matters. And so that changes our whole worldview. Fifth reason I'd give as to why Jesus Christ enriches our lives. A relationship of total unconditional love. We know that if we turn to Jesus Christ in prayer, or we come before him at Mass at any time, we have his complete and total attention, love, and we don't have that with other people. You know, they're not around us 24/7. You know, we can't call other people up and expect them at any moment to give us their full attention. And they might be wrapped up in a whole bunch of other worries and concerns that you know, they're not really focused on what our concerns are. But God is not like that. He can give us his pure and total love anytime we turn to him. And in our hearts, the way we were created, we desire that. You know, the reality is, if we lost everything else that we had in this life, but we still had a relationship of love with God, it would be enough. And we would still be fulfilled and have a rich life. If we had every other blessing and good thing that we could imagine in this world, but we did not have the love of God, then we will be miserable. Deep down, there will be unrest with us, and we will never find peace. And so it's only in Christ that we find that. The list goes on. You know, I could probably preach for several hours on this topic without really thinking about it too hard. If you want me to, I can keep preaching. Just give me the signal and I'll keep going. But I think you get the point. I don't see anyone giving the signal right now. But I think you get the point, though. Jesus Christ enriches our lives in so many ways. And it's easy for us, just if we go through our normal lives, to forget about that. You know, it's easy for us, you know, just to get wrapped up in the daily responsibilities, you know, going to work or doing schoolwork, you know, just going through the motions and not reflect on these things. And if we don't think about them, we forget them. You know, some people, you know, have known these things and they've forgotten. Other people may have never realized or thought about how Christ enriches their lives. And some people may know it just as an abstract truth, but have never really encountered the person of Christ in a way that it strikes to their heart and they realize the full implications that this has for them. You know, but I encourage you, as we begin this Advent season, to take some time each day and just to think about that one thing. How is it that our relationship with Jesus Christ enriches our lives? And in our first reading, there's this contrast to that. People are sinful, they've turned away, and they've offended God, and they're wandering in the darkness, committing all sorts of evil. Why? Because they did not call on the Lord's name, according to the prophet Isaiah. If we turn to the Lord and place the worship and adoration of him as the center, and if we reflect and recognize what he does for us, it will transform our entire lives. And so I encourage you to make that your commitment this Advent. Simply spend some time each day reflecting on how Jesus Christ has enriched our lives, how he's restored our inner integrity, how he's given us inner peace, or 1,000 other things that you can think of. And placing the worship of God, it will become more and more central to our lives. And if we do that, we'll be prepared and we'll be watching and we'll be ready when the Lord comes, because we will desire him so greatly, because we'll recognize how rich we are because of him.